This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the most entertaining, exciting, and informative radio show on the earth. Denise has given me this look. I'm trying to do my spiel, and she's looking at me like, what? Except, of course, as we always say, the alien shows. Welcome, Chris Rodriguez. Denise and I are always here almost all the time. But Chris is here, and we do not have Todd Kuenig.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, it's crazy. This is kind of rare to have Denise, Fred, Chris Rodriguez, and not Todd. Because Todd is like a stalwart. See, Todd has no life. So he's here every single week.
That is not true. I see Todd out at the clubs almost every weekend.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, really? Living it up.
Oh, living it up. Yeah. Okay. Well, welcome, Cal, our producer. We appreciate you being here.
Who likewise is here every week.
That's exactly right.
No life here.
Yeah, yeah. Cal has no life, no life either. We all have no lives. Right, right. However, I will say that we're going to be kind of a little bit, I'm going to say, disjointed a touch in September because I'm going to hit a few football games. My son-in-law is a football player for a large university.
Plug him.
Yeah, he's the linebacker for – he's a star linebacker for Brigham Young University and a future, in my opinion, top NFL draft pick. So I'm
number 16, right?
Number 16. I'm going to follow him. We're going to go to Wisconsin game. We're going to try to go to Wisconsin to the Washington game. And they play Cal. Let's see, who else they play? Boise State are some good games.
Do they play Cal here?
They play Cal in Utah. And then they I know, I wanted to go to that one. So anyway, we're going to be traveling around a little bit. There's a lot going on. There's going to be a lot of anecdotal discussions here because there's a lot going on with us. Welcome to Armed Forces Radio Network. Thank you for the men and women in uniform for supporting us and protecting us. We really support you and appreciate all you do. Again, this is Radio Law Talk. When you're tired of law school, listen to us.
That is our anecdotal.
That's anecdotal, too. And also, as I say, we are politically neutral, believe it or not. We like to stay neutral. We like to bring out both sides and argue both sides. We also like to talk about some fun things we do during the week, don't we? So, Denise, what are you up to this week? I mean, we haven't – usually we talk in detail about what we've done, but we've been so busy. All of us have been so busy. And I know Chris has been in Oregon on a big trial that he's been working on. And Denise, you're just slammed, too.
Yeah, no, this was actually a nice week for me. I got caught up.
No. When you get,
I did. I actually got caught up. I had that last little file on my desk is done.
What?
Is that never happens.
Is there such a thing, Chris?
Not as far as I'm concerned.
I've never heard of that.
No.
Yeah. No, I got caught up. I feel really good about it.
I have no idea what she's talking about.
You just have to get comfortable being buried all the time.
That's exactly the challenge. That is true with lawyers. As those of you who want the inside scoop of being a lawyer, a lot of it is just you can't freak out by being, you know, not caught up. You will never be caught up. You're never caught. I know you're caught up. In other words, there's nothing that...
Visually, I'm caught up.
Yes, yes.
Let's put it that way. I'm not caught up on everything. In fact, I have a lot going on Monday.
So that means your office is organized. There's not stacks of paper that you haven't tended to...
No, there's stacks of paper behind my desk, but not on my desk.
Okay.
So behind my desk is like my little projects that I do for fun, like Radio Law Talk and the other things that we have. That's behind the desk.
Now it makes sense.
I've never been in your office, but I expect that it looks very neat and organized.
And Todd's. What do you think Todd's office looks
God.
Like?
Oh, God. Cats everywhere.
Cats. And you're stepping over files and tripping over files. And yet, I'll guarantee you, he will know where every piece of paper is. Don't touch that one. Well, there's just a big stack.
His office is pristine.
Is it really?
Yeah. And because I furnished it, right?
Yeah.
It's nice. It looks good. It's got an Azteca kind of art on the walls, and it kind of fits his personality. It's funny.
Is there a big mirror in there that he flexes in front of as he, you know how he does that in here?
We have the kind of windows kind of like these, so he doesn't need a mirror.
Interesting. He's probably got cats. And does he have a cat bowl in there?
You know what?
Dad has kitty.
He does have pictures of his cats. And his kids. And he has pictures of his kids when they're little.
Oh, it's like you got big pictures of the cats and a couple of pictures of the kids back in the corner.
You know, that's my preference, to keep pictures of my kids when they were little, when they were, you know, reasonably well-behaved. I don't want pictures of them at the teenagers or adults.
Yeah, but you have to understand, Todd doesn't do it that because of that reason. He does it so that he can fool everybody to thinking he's young.
Oh, well,
you know,
that's
he
smart.
Still has small children.
Well, we got a lot going on. We're going to talk about the big thing is Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt's throwing out the divorce stuff in the public now. They've had this divorce, they're sort of 2016.
Yeah, they had a private judge
for
a while, and that's why it was kind of keeping on the low key, but.
Now they filed in Los Angeles Superior Court a divorce. Basically, Angelina Jolie is asking for more money for child support, correct? Basically.
More money? I don't think she's asking for more money. She's asking for child support. There's a series of loans. We'll get into all of that.
Yeah, we're going to get into that.
Yeah, series of things where he's helped her out. And
just remember, $9 million has already changed hands. And she says, but that wasn't child support. That was
something else.
It's always interesting in these high-profile divorce cases where you know both of the players, you know, the husband and the wife, to figure out who has more money. I guess it should be apparent that Brad Pitt has more money, 100 million more.
Yeah, it's like 250 million he's worth, and she's worth 100 and some 150, something like that. We'll get into the details, but it's,
oh, the humanity.
It's about close to where you are, Chris.
You're
the richest man in winners, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. All right, then we're going to talk about the Manafort. We got to follow up on that. I have been on the news. This week, I was on a radio show. I'm going to talk a little bit about that, but I've talked about Manafort, and I've talked about, actually, we may even get into the New York senator that has been indicted. Collins is his name? Indicted for security.
Insider trading
and stuff. So we might talk about that. Steve McQueen's family is suing Ferrari. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about there's updates on the Brock Turner case. We're going to do case or no case. That's all important stuff. But here's a lot of the anecdotal stuff. First of all, thanks. I was going to say KBLF and KRAC crack up in Red Bluff and Redding. We haven't thanked them enough. They are kind of our mother station that started this whole thing. They were the very beginning that started Radio Law Talk. Thank you for airing us. Thank you for supporting us. But I had very interesting an interesting week, and it's almost not worth talking about in 2 minutes, but I got to meet and have dinner with George Foreman Jr. What a wonderful man. I had a great opportunity to meet George Foreman Jr., who is pretty much the head. He kind of runs the George Foreman's...
the grills and all that?
Well, no, actually they sold the grills. The grills are sold to another company, even though George still kind of generally works for him, Big George and George Sr., but had a wonderful dinner with him. I had a shout-out to Mark Haney radio show. I was on the Mark Haney radio show, and I was telling Cal before the break. Just FYI, Cal. And Cal made us, if you see, we wear these headphones with our mics at our face. And that way, if you turn or you're looking at and reading, you're able to, it doesn't affect your speech. And Cal's always, and I like the big old-fashioned radio thing. And it was good for me, but I kind of watched Mark Haney's show. What a great show. And he's a super host, by the way. But you could see some of the people who were talking weren't talking in the mic properly, and then it would come in and out sometimes, the voices. So thanks, Cal, for not allowing us to do the fun big mics.
Yeah, we use Sportscaster headsets specifically to maintain mic position, and it works pretty well most of
the time.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it does. And I'm going to tell you about the website I started. It's a very important website that I started due to the fact I watched myself Facebook Live. I saw what it looked like on the Mark Haney show, and for that reason I started a new website, and I'm going to discuss that website when we come back, and we're going to do case or no case, and then after that we're going to talk about all these other fun stuff. Thank you for being here, Chris and Denise, hanging out with me.
Great to be here. I don't know if this has any legal application or if we can tie it into law at all, but we got to talk about what happened in Seattle, Tacoma a little bit last night.
All right, let's do that. We'll be right back. This is Radio Law Talk.
Radio Law Talk's available on RadioLawTalk.com and your favorite radio station. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Ooh. Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear.
Ah!
We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Lenny & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you'll want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LettyandCompany.com. LettyandCompany.com.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Man, I know this place right down the road. Quick, quack, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Remember, if you want to call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-LAW-RADIO, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. And when we do Case or No Case, everyone's favorite episodes that we do on Radio Law Talk, you can just go hashtag Radio Law Talk and tell us your opinion, whether or not it's a case or not a case and what the verdict should be. Chris, you were telling about the interesting thing that happened last night. You were going to say you wanted to...
Yeah, this happened 8 o'clock last night, Pacific time, in Seattle. And we were talking about how we could tie this story into to law. So I think there's probably a way to do it. But it happened at the Seattle-Tacoma airport. A 29-year-old employee of Alaska Airlines who works on the ground, you know, bringing the planes in and, you know, with the flashers and moving the cones on the ground, not a pilot by any means, got on a plane, a turboprop airplane that holds up to 78 passengers. Nobody was on the plane, but he got in it, started that baby up, took off, and flew this plane around the Seattle area for about an hour. With F-15s, were scrambled right away, and were chasing him, or behind him, and then he ended up crashing in a...
Doing loop-de-loops,
pulling down within, like, 2 feet of the water, and then going up again, and doing all kinds of crazy things. And that's, I guess, the way he chose to go out, was to steal this jet and fly around.
And he was talking to the guys on the in the tower and saying, wow, look at how this looks. That's Puget Sound. Never seen anything so beautiful. And then he ended up taking a dive into a wooded island off the coast.
Absolutely.
Thank goodness it was a populated island, only 20 people on it. But he, again, realized he was going to take his own life and not that of anyone else. But still, what an incredible, bizarre story all the way around,
yeah,
isn't it?
Well, yeah. Lawsuits. Let's talk about lawsuits.
Yeah. What's
the family?
Well,
as weird as this sounds, I'm not saying this should be happen, but the family could come up and say, here's a person, our son, that has some real issues.
The airlines were negligent in allowing him access.
Yeah, and how do you turn that thing on? What is it? Is it a key? Where's the key? You start it up? I don't know. I'm not a pilot. I don't know how that happens.
There's not a key.
Yeah, I bet there's not
a key. No key on a plane? Is that right?
No, it's like a Lexus, right?
Yeah, you just
where
get
you
in
just
there
push a little button.
Start flipping buttons.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, if they should have a lock on them.
That's one of the most fascinating parts of the story, I think, is how somebody could get in and do that, take off. I mean, you know, how crazy that would be to take off when you don't have authorization to do it. Are you taking off from the right runway? Are there planes that you're going to run into as soon as you get up off the ground? Well, I mean, the fact that he...
Bear in mind, he was a crewman. He was a ground crewman. He was, you know, one of those people that would, you know, hold up the little flashlights and bring the... I mean, he had access, and he worked in the maintenance department.
And he could have talked to pilots and...
Well, this is how he learned to fly. My theory is that he would go up in enough of these post-maintenance flights that he would see when they'd hit V1 and rotate and pull up the plane and do, you know, he'd kind of learn how to fly the plane from watching these.
Or could
pilots.
Have done it online or something. Who knows?
Well, possibly.
Or in one of those little...
a simulator.
Yeah, exactly, simulators.
Well, all I got to say is, remember, we're talking about general areas of law. Make sure that if you have any issues that you call an attorney and talk to them about it.
Fred, would you take that case?
No.
If his family called you and said, hey, we want to go after the airline because we think they were negligent in allowing him to get in that plane and fly. Is that something that you'd be interested in doing?
I listen to pretty much when I'm available, not one of my partners. I'll listen and see what they have to say. So I'm not going to jump to conclusions. I mean, your knee jerk reaction is no, right? But you got to listen and find out what the real facts are. You never know what's going on in the background, you know? Maybe he
told the supervisor he's going to do.
I'm going to do this. And they said go ahead. I'm not saying they did, but you just never know the facts. You got to look into the facts before you say
and the airline's obviously going to see whether or not he has an estate and any money because they might want to get their money back for the airplane.
Yeah, they've got insurance, too. So don't forget, the anything we're talking about today is we're talking about allegations. It's all these lawsuits we talk about, we're going to talk about a number of lawsuits. It's all allegations. Don't forget, you're innocent until proven guilty. At least that's what it's supposed to be. But the more anecdotal stuff, after I was on the air, it was a Facebook Live. I watched the Facebook Live, and I said to myself, what the heck has happened to me? I said, what? What? You are not a looker. And I just kept saying, you are not a looker. And I told my son, I go, I'm not a looker. I am just definitely not a looker. He goes, yeah, Dad, I have to agree with you. You're not a looker.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Dad.
No,
you're
but listen,
a tremendous slouch.
Listen to this. Listen to this. I just really realized I'm not a looker. That's why I'm so good on radio. And then I said, go look at the websites and see if notalooker.com or not the looker, not the looker.com was taken. It wasn't. So I bought it. I took all the Twitter accounts, not the looker. I've now got Instagram, not the looker. And we're going to start pushing not the looker.com. And us average looking people that are not the lookers are people that should be reckoned with. And we are good people. And just because we're not lookers.
We get photos up there with our shirts off, all kinds
of
stuff.
No, just a normal, not handsome guys. I want our people that are not handsome, that just still are great people. And that site, Chris is going, crap, why didn't I think of that?
Well, I live that every day, but why? What's the sizzle? Why are people going to visit the website?
Because they want to put their picture up, because they're not the lookers either. So we're going to do, it's going to be Cal and I first.
Yeah, and you could tie into my new business, mugshot makeovers. Have you seen the mugshots they post these days?
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
So
yes.
I am going to start a trend.
Some of them are full-on makeup.
Exactly.
And
we could just go in, make them up, get a nice
not
mugshot.
Notthelooker.com. Not the looker. It's an at Twitter, my not the looker. And I've got an Instagram page called Not the Looker, and there's a picture of me. I think I'm going to keep filling it with pictures of me. And maybe those ugly dogs that win the contest, I'll put a few of those on.
Does it have a Twitter account?
Yeah, I've got Twitter, at Not the Looker.
And I'm going to go right now.
Yeah, and there's a picture of me. So I've started. I do not look good. I am not a handsome man. I am not a handsome man, I've realized.
No, it's not. It's just the camera treats some people kindly, Fred. That's all it is. Nothing to do with you. Look,
it is. Stop patronizing me.
At not the looker.
Yeah,
there
look
he
at
is.
Oh, my gosh. Jesus.
At not the looker. We are at Radio Law Talk.
You now have two followers.
Do I?
Yeah.
You?
I'm on it, yeah.
Oh, at not the looker. I'm going to have more later, but
let's see how many followers we can get by the end of the show for at not the looker.
At notthelooker.com. Well, we will talk about stuff. Go ahead,
Denise. Go ahead and call us at 1-855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-529-7234. Or tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
Yeah,
we're
going to do case or no case when we come back. So we'll be right back after this and really start case or no case.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com. Business needs growth.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time. And it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you'll want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose online with free shipping. Just go to lettyandcompany.com. lettyandcompany.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate You.
Looking for a full day of fun for the family? You can't beat spending your day or evening at Golfland Sunsplash in Roseville, the premier family entertainment destination for all of Northern California. Pick from one of two adventure-themed 18-hole mini golf courses, then get challenged on our fast car racetrack. Don't miss Golfland's state-of-the-art laser tag arena, Laser Nights, and over 200 arcade games. The best in family entertainment. Now.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Authorities say a passenger plane with no one but the pilot on board crashed overnight on an island in the Washington state's Puget Sound after being stolen from SeaTac International Airport. Some eyewitnesses saw the aircraft being chased by two military F-15s, but thought it was all just a drill.
We were sitting in the lounge chairs watching the sunset, and then we saw the plane, and then the jets going right behind it, and my first thought was, they're doing something at McCord, and that's when they heard the boom.
Authorities say the plane was stolen by a suicidal airline mechanic. Here's audio from the cockpit while it was in flight.
We're going to try to do a barrel roll, and if that goes good, I'm just going to nose down and call it a night.
The mechanic told traffic controllers he was a broken guy with some screws loose. At one point, he also said he was concerned because he was going to run low on fuel. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Sorry, I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448.
Right. That's 800. Believing the numbers signified the devil, he quickly grabbed a skill saw and cut off his right hand. Passmore's co-workers quickly packed the hand in ice, rushed him to the nearby hospital. He was prepped for surgery and said, "I will not allow it. You may not reattach my hand. Surgery is against my religion." Although apparently self-surgery with a skill saw is not against his religion, but having a doc reattach his hand was against his religion. The physician said, "We've got to get this reattached now." And Passmore again refused. The physician immediately called a judge. Said, "Judge." The judge said, "Passmore may be competent to make his own decision. If you I caution you, because this guy's an adult. If he doesn't want his hand back, he doesn't want his hand back." Said he might have the grounds to sue. My question is, did he sue? If so, on what grounds? And what was the outcome? Fred, you seem to have
a question. Well, you have a question. You didn't clarify. Did they put his hand back on?
Yes, they did.
Okay, they put his hand back on. Okay. They knocked him out and put his hand back on.
Yep. Okay. Well, I mean, maybe they could do it while he was still awake, but... I mean, he cut it off when he was awake. Why not?
Why not? Okay.
Maybe they used a local.
Okay.
So let's start with Chris Rodriguez. Chris, case or no case, and if so, what was the outcome?
Okay, so in order for it to be a case, this individual would have had to sue for wrongful reattachment.
Yes.
Of his hand?
Yes, wrongful digital reattachment.
Oh, boy. I am so far behind that I'm going to go with my gut here. I'm going to say that he did not bring that lawsuit because I believe that the doctor in that circumstance would have had the right to say, this guy is clearly not mentally competent to make this decision. It's a matter of saving his life. And so we're going to go ahead and reattach the arm without his consent, or maybe we found a family member to give consent. I don't think that there would have been anything wrongful about that. And I know as eager as lawyers are to take cases, I don't know that there would have been a lawyer that would have wanted to take that particular case unless they mangled the reattaching of his hand.
So if they messed up the... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that would be the only caveat, if they messed it up. But otherwise, I'm going to say no case.
No case. All right. That's fair enough. By the way, Chris has 29 points. Todd Kunin, who's not here today, has 63. Denise Dirks, who is here today, has 56. Fred Penny, who is here today, has 54. And this, by my own caveat, because Todd is not here, is a double points round.
There we go. Where's the applause?
That's
I want
right.
the applause.
Okay,
on
double
one.
Points.
There we go.
For case or no case. Okay, so now, Mr. Penny, case or no case?
I'm going to say case. I'm going to say that he loses the case because, and again, this is a little bit of speculation because I remember I reviewed this law probably 20 years ago. So I'm not going to say I'm up to speed on this issue or law, but you can't sue for something that benefited you. And one of the examples was there's been in the past lawsuits for being pregnant and having a child where, like, the contraception didn't work or something to that effect. But it's they don't consider that a damage because you were having a child, or it's a damage because you received your hand back. Again, caveat, that was a long time ago. I don't remember all the details of it. I don't remember if that law has been updated. But I'm saying case, and he loses because getting his hand back was a positive and good thing.
Looking at your picture on At Not the Looker, mm-hmm. There's no way that you studied for the bar 20 years ago. It had to be 40 years ago.
Oh, man.
Go to atthelooker.com. Hashtag atthelooker.
Not the looker.
Wow.
Instagram or on Twitter. And just put your picture up if you're not a looker. It's okay not to be a looker. That's what I'm trying to say. It's okay not to be a looker.
I look all the time. So I don't fit that bill. I'm always looking.
And to be candid, I could never put... Not the looker. I could never do that, in all honesty.
Not the looker. How many people are not the looker?
And
really?
In all humility, I agree with Cal.
Really?
Silver fox back there.
The majority of people are probably not the lookers. We're not Hollywood stars.
Okay, now, Denise, let's get back to our gentleman.
Yeah, you said that the judge said that he's competent to make that decision not to reattach.
And the judge said, if you reattach, which you may do, he has the right to come after you, basically, is how I would interpret what the judge said. Just be wary, the judge is saying, you know, if you're going to put it back on, be wary. Liability.
Not a case.
Oh.
Really? Okay. So we have 5 minutes left. So I could do this right now, but then there'd be some weeping and wailing and teeth gnashing and people would be upset. I'm curious, though, Fred, a little bit more about the doctrine of benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Because, for example...
Unjust enrichment, is that what it's called?
I don't remember. That was law school.
Because that's a countersuit, right? Like, you countersuit for unjust enrichment.
I remember it just came down to the fact they don't think that is a damage.
Oh, there's no damage.
There's no damage. It's not a damage to have a child. It's not a damage to have your hand put back on. That's what I recall. And I may be way off and wrong.
And if there's no damage, there's no remedy.
Don't take this as a legal argument, but I somewhere in the back of my mind remember that. It's not a legal remedy.
Yeah, there's no legal remedy. I think you're right. Exactly
interesting.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so those of you who say...
Yes! spread wins is the case?
I'm putting all my options up there. I'm putting everything up there. Those of you who say this was not a case, may I see by a show of hands, that would be Chris and Denise.
Oh. Yes, Freddie, double points.
Dang it.
Double points.
That means he's ahead of me now.
So that's 2 points there. Ooh. Those of you who say that the plaintiff prevailed, raise your hand. Nobody did. Those of you who say that the defendant prevailed, raise your hand.
I nailed it. I nailed it. Hey, not the looker is the smart guy. Even though I'm not the looker.
Man, oh man.
Mr. Passmore sued the hospital and the surgeon for $3 million. He claimed that the surgeon should have known that he was psychotic when he refused the surgery. The physician.
He didn't reattach the hand.
Okay, I apologize.
Anyway,
he said the physician should have known that he was a psychotic. The physician should have reattached the hand anyway. A jury disagreed and favored the defendants. Chris is now saying his answer would have been different.
Well, of course it would have been.
Yes, of course it would have been.
Yes, it would have been, because he said that the doctor could determine his competency.
Okay, so I'm going to give Chris 2 points.
Thank you.
Oh,
that's absolutely fair.
I advocate for Chris.
Okay, I got four, though.
You got four.
So Chris is at 31, right?
Let me go over to my score sheet here. Yes, Chris. Now Mr. Rodriguez has 31 points. And Mr. Penny has
in my 30s,
58.
Baby.
58.
Has 58. And Denise has still 56.
You just went.
Oh, and Todd is 60 what, two?
He's still at 63.
Okay, I might be able to catch him.
And that, ladies and gentlemen,
yes,
is case or no case.
I hope some of you did at hashtag. And those of you who are actually listening to this late, because a lot of times it's replayed and the Armed Forces Network is on Wednesdays, you can go ahead and hashtag Radio Law Talk and put your answer before we give the answer. Cal gives the answer, and we'll talk about it at the next Saturday that we're live. But anyway, thanks for doing that, Cal. That was great. Let's talk about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's child support claims. Now, Denise, this is your genre. Denise, as you know, is a family law attorney. Chris does general civil law. He's a litigator and does a lot of corporate business type law. I'm a personal injury lawyer. And by the way, we're all barred in California. I do have a bar in Washington, D.C. also. But Brad Pitt is going to, and I'm going to kind of set this up because we have only a short time. But at first, what is going on to keep everything out of the public? You can hire, which they've done, Denise, they've hired a private judge, which is probably an arbitrator of some sort, or a retired judge, or, you know, a lot of times they'll do this, and they'll come on the side, and they'll stipulate and agree that this judge will hear it, and then it stays confidential. Whatever that judge says does, you know, is the truth and is what they're going to follow. And a lot of times that's what they've done. So that's what's going on with this case. They broke up around 2016. They are not divorced yet. And now Angelina Jolie has filed in Los Angeles Superior Court. And we're going to go over why she's filed, we think.
Filed before, but everything was happening outside of the court.
That's right. We'll be right back after this to talk about this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to
LETTYandCompany.com.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Comes in, but just the order.
Right, exactly. So, and that keeps it private. That really does is to the extent that you can, because divorces are public. They're public record. What's gone on in this case, this would be very something everybody would be reading that
file. But why doesn't everybody in Hollywood hire a private judge then? I mean, I can't imagine it's that expensive. They probably pay this guy, what, $1,000? Even if it's $1,000
a day.
Yeah. I mean, that's small potatoes given the kind of assets that are at stake in some of these things.
I think it's people should. In my practice, you know, we hire a private judge sometimes just to process the judgment,
to get
it done quicker.
How is that fair to all the other people who have to go to court and stand in line and schlep their papers up in front of the county clerk and have their dirty underwear paraded out in front of the rest of the county? How's that fair or just in a system that prides itself in being equal for everyone?
They still have access to the court. They still can file, and that's what's happening now.
But the point is, the only thing that comes public, if I were, thankfully, 46 years later, we're not considering it, but if I were to divorce my bride, they'd say, former news guy, you know, sues wife for divorce or whatever, be all over the paper. And I'm just trying to figure out how the little people and the big people, how come there's two different justice systems for
equal,
the small folks?
But not necessarily fair, Cal.
It's because if you've got money to pay for a private judge. Well, I will say this. In California, in many courts, there are free services that kind of do the same thing. We have a mediation process that is either confidential, where nobody has access to what happens in that mediation. It's involving child custody visitation. Or they have a recommending kind of a mediation process. And those recommendations are sealed in the court file. They're not public. So with regard to children, our courts are very protective.
Right, but the divorce itself is, I can go in as a news reporter and say, I want to see the outcome of the Hunter divorce. Let's see the file. And I would.
Yes, that's true.
But to answer your question, Cal, would you rather hang out in Griffith Park and barbecue on a Sunday, or would you rather hang out in Brad and Angelina's backyard? I'd rather hang out in their backyard, but, you know, you have to be able to purchase a home with that backyard to do that. Otherwise, you get to hang out in Griffith Park on Sunday.
So the justice system is for sale.
Absolutely. Well,
no.
Well, no.
It's equal, not necessarily perfect. I always say that. But people will always say, but this is our I said, it's not perfect. Our system is not perfect. It's the best out there.
Let's
saw the O.J. Simpson trial. I know it's not perfect.
It can be an opt-in, opt-out.
Yeah, but it's kind of a function of being a free country. Two private parties can get together and hire anybody they want to perform any kind of services they want. So if you want to hire somebody to serve as your judge, why wouldn't the justice system allow you to
do
that?
And people do mediation. Probably just as many mediations occur that are private that end up with orders in the court. And, I mean, that's a very I do a lot of mediation.
Yeah, and arbitration, binding arbitration. It's the same thing.
I mean, I can see a retired judge, but whose case gets put on hold while Angelina and Jolie's private judge gets ferried around?
No case, because it's a private judge.
That's what I'm asking. What would that judge otherwise be doing?
Another private case.
No, he's a private judge.
He's like me.
So like he hangs out a shingle and says, judge for rent?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Like there's companies called the American Arbitration Association or JAMS.
Yeah, and I'm a temporary judge. I could be doing the same thing.
They do that.
I want to do that.
So what they do, let's talk about that, Cal, because that's important. Yeah. So a lot of times judges retire from the bench, and then they'll hang their shingle as an independent judge, and they'll arbitrate a case or try to mediate or settle a case, and they do that all the time, and they make good money doing it.
That's correct.
Well, the results are still public. What's public record is still public record. I mean, that doesn't change, does it?
Right. But he could do that. You could do that.
Yeah,
privately.
But a lot of stuff doesn't become public, because what becomes public is your stipulations, your orders, and your judgment.
Right.
That's what becomes public if you're keeping it outside. But let's get into the fun part.
Let's talk about the
fun part. Is they're talking about retroactive child support for almost 2 years. That's a lot of money. And so they're specifically talking about Family Code Section 4009, which allows for there to be a child support order retroactively back to the date the petition was filed. There's only one caveat. If the petitioner doesn't serve the respondent, in this case, petitioner's Angelina Jolie, respondent is Brad Pitt, if she doesn't serve him for 90 days, then it can only go back as far as the service of the petition and summons. So, but apparently, she's trying to go back for 2 years and get support from him. His argument is, look, I loaned you $8 million to buy a house for you and the children, She says, that's a loan, and I have to agree, that's a loan. That's not going to be child support. And then he says, but I also paid for $1.3 million of you and the children's expenses.
Which include what? Tell what the expenses are.
Well,
like, bodyguards were one. I think there's a number of
things. It's everything. It's health insurance. It's all the things that children have to have. It's they're traveling, they're schooling, their school clothes. I mean, it's all of that kind of stuff, and bills, actually bills that were incurred for the children, like utilities and that kind of stuff. And so what happened is that he's paying these bills, but he's not paying Angelita Jolie directly for child support. So the question becomes, does he get credit for paying the $1.3 million in bills as against child support?
That seems like an interesting kind of more technical legal issue. I have a question just about in the setting like this where we have one party, the poorer spouse, is worth $160 million.
Yes.
Okay? The richer spouse is worth $260 million.
Yes.
Why is the concept of child support even applicable? Because clearly Angelina Jolie would be able to take care of her six kids on her $160 million net worth.
Well, there's a caveat there. You're saying her six kids. It's there. Six kids. Both parents, under the law, have the duty to support their children. And what happens in California is we have a formula, and in that formula we take into consideration how much time is that parent spending with the children. And if that is zero, they're going to pay.
And that's similar in many states. So we're talking about California law, but generally speaking, a lot of states are going to be very similar.
Right. And so that timeshare becomes critical. That's why they fought so long about Brad trying to get back to being with the kids, because initially he had very little timeshare. Now he's probably up to about 30%.
So how would you calculate that? What would Brad Pitt need to pay in order to help his former spouse take care of these kids?
You take the gross income and of the two parties, and you put in this formula. We use this program, so there's several out there that can be used, and we use the programs to plug in the information like who claims who on the taxes, who's the dependents on the children, what's the percentage of visitation, what are union fees, what is, you know, no, not those kind of expenses, but really more related to tax advantages and that type of stuff. And it spits out a number. And it's going to be a big number. And what Brad Pitt can do is he can call himself a high earner, and then they can look just literally at the needs of the children and his lifestyle, Brad Pitt's, and bring the children into his lifestyle with their needs. And then it could be more discretionary.
That's big money, because you go to the lifestyle they're used to also.
That's right.
I mean, for any kid to have your children, Chris, have a private bodyguard is not the same as Brad, you know. Well, you're probably getting pretty famous in Winners right
now.
Yeah,
we do. We have a nonstop, around-the-clock
guard.
Watchman,
yeah. You've got to take care of it.
We call it a watchman.
Yeah, is it a dog?
Well, let's not get into it. I don't want to give any details.
So here's the thing, though, that's interesting about this still. And we're going to talk about this when we come back for the break, because there's some things that the judge said to Angelina that she had to tell her children that the court determined that it's not having a relationship with their father is harmful to them, and they required Angelina Jolie to tell her children that, and that it's a healthy relationship to have both parents involved in.
Yeah.
And she was required to tell her kids that. Interesting.
And I think that that's important, because you have to have each other's backs.
We'll be right back, second hour with Radio Law Talk.
Two more hours of Radio Law Talk are straight ahead on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, listeners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.